This goes to Dr. Moon, M like Mary, O-O-N like November, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Roger Bell, B like boy, E-L-L, date of birth 3/25/1948. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bell with stage 3 to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, a right kidney infarction from right renal artery thrombosis, underlying atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, and COPD secondary to smoking. His last visit was December 7th of 2021. He's feeling well. Weight is completely stable. He's received 4 of the messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccinations and has not had COVID-19 infection to date. He's feeling well. He is still smoking up to a pack of cigarettes per day. Does not require oxygen, but he does have shortness of breath with exertion and visibly loud breathing at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No increase of claudication symptom in the lower extremities, and he does have known peripheral vascular disease. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Lisinopril has been, the dose of lisinopril is 5 milligrams daily. It was previously 10 milligrams once a day, but he's tolerating 5 milligrams daily without excessive hypotension. He's also anticoagulated with Coumadin. Physical exam, weight 162 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, normal adult cuff, 110 over 60, pulse is 77, oxygen saturation 94% on room air, neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no tenderness, no jugular venous distension, heart is regular, somewhat rapid beats, heart is irregular, irregular, secondary to chronic atrial fib, normal pulse rate in the 70s, lungs have scattered expiratory bronchi and a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen is soft, flat, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. Bowel sounds normal, active. Extremities, no edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 20th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 2.2. It fluctuates between 1.9 and 2.3 when we check it. Estimated GFR is 29. Albumin 4.1. Calcium is 8.8. Sodium 138. Potassium slightly elevated this time at 5.3. He knows that this is a problem and he will follow a strict low potassium diet. Carbon dioxide 21. Phosphorus 2.7, intact parathyroid hormone mildly elevated 103.3, hemoglobin 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease, which fluctuates between stage 3B and stage 4 over time. There's no progression and no uremic symptoms. 2, COPD smoking with chronic shortness of breath. 3, right-sided renal infarction from thrombosis of the right renal artery. 4, chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated. 5, hypertension, slightly low blood pressure, but absolutely asymptomatic. 5 is chronic hyperkalemia, very mild. And the patient will follow a low potassium diet. And 6 is known peripheral vascular disease, followed by Dr. Haqqani. It's H-A-Q-U-A-N-I for that problem. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. Smoking cessation was encouraged, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.